All right, it is 10 p.m. on March 6, 2024, and this is Basketball This Week, done quickly, Wednesday. So yeah, I gotta say the day. Oh, boy. Not a very heavy week as far as news goes in the NBA. A lot of interesting games. It's definitely as long as you don't count the weekend games, as long as you don't watch ABC games, you saw some interesting games. Every single ABC game has been a dud this year. Well, not everyone, but I think 9 out of 10 of them at this point have been duds. But at least this part of the season, there's actually other games on. I don't know why they didn't do this during other parts of the season. But at least now you can watch some games other than the big TV games. So. And luckily those games have been better. So if you have League Pass or you know of Pirate Streams, you probably had some fun basketball the past week. Pretty much the only news I could come up with, though, like news, is Mitch Kupchak retiring. He was replaced by Jeff Peterson, who's 35. I don't know why the story put that in there, but since they did, I'll say it anyway, because I know my average listener age is above 35. Or I assume it is. I think it is, because I know some of the people who listen are older than me, so I'm older than 35, so, you know, I think that's the average. But yeah, Mitch Kupchak is a very interesting figure to me. I think he's a pretty great GM in at least in like his prime. There's always the talk that maybe the game got away from him, and maybe it did, but we're talking about a guy who, you know, was responsible for three finals appearances. Traded for Pau Gasol for no Hall of Famers. Traded for Dwight Howard for no Hall of Famers, and very few picks in both those instances. You know, he's a guy who, just because of when he did some things that people didn't like, it was like the birth of NBA Twitter. And people will always blame him for those contracts to Wu Dang and I don't even remember whatever that guy's name is. But you know, Wu Dang, when healthy, looked like he was worth that money. The next, you know, after the Lakers inexplicably stretched him after Kupchak was gone, he looked fine after that. He looked like he was worth $15 a year. I think people were just not used to the sticker shocks of what contracts were in the new CBA that started in that era. And you know, Kupchak was spending to the salary floor is what he was doing. People seem to forget that. And like, I always would read the comments. I'm like, well, yeah, Kobe is like 32. The Lakers aren't contending. They aren't doing anything. He's just spending his salary floor. But for some reason, people thought, I don't know, he should be signing. There wasn't anybody there. That's the whole thing. And like, Kupchak, you know, he traded Chris Mim. He traded Bynum with no knees. He could do trades. I don't know why people lost confidence in him, especially since he ended up trading that contract as soon as he was hired in Charlotte. He ended up trading that contract twice, and Biombo. And he didn't get, I don't think he got Mahini. I don't think he got to try Mahini. But he proved you could trade those bad contracts when, once he got to Charlotte. He just needed more time. But so the NBA goes. I don't know if the Lakers have been better for losing him. But, you know, you could say the Hornets weren't better for having him. Definitely, I thought the draft picks were good, which is usually the, you know, that was kind of one of the common threads of the Lakers era under Kupchak, is they had a good draft scouting apparatus. And I think other than maybe Book Night, the drafts have been mostly good for the Hornets. There's some very weird misses, but a lot of those misses, you know, you can blame directly on Michael Jordan. And it definitely seemed like Michael Jordan had a big, big voice in that locker room and a big voice in who they signed. I still remember that after Jeremy Lin had like four bad years of basketball, him getting a much too large contract from the Hornets. And I was like, oh yeah, that's a Jordan brand deal is what that is. So, you know, Kupchak didn't have the full reins of that one. But man, you can tell it was a slow weekend when I have talked for 5 minutes about Mitch Kupchak. So, all right. Team of the week. Could have went to the Celtics again. Probably should have went to the Celtics again. They lost once. It was a pretty bad loss, but, you know, the other games were quite dominant. So it could have gone to them again. But I try to hit up teams that haven't got hit yet. So this one goes to the Pelicans. They've been playing some pretty great ball lately. Not messing around. Everybody has kind of like these stretches in their schedule where they're not playing super great teams. And this one is the Pelicans, and they're taking advantage of it. And in a league where like just about everyone is playing bad right now, you're not having a normal like post all-star funk from like half of teams. So there's a lot of good ball playing, and the Pelicans are playing good when it's they're getting while the getting is good. Embarrassment of the week, again, it could have been the Wizards again. Could have been any of the tanking teams. Could have been Charlotte, who, after a great post-trade deadline, has lost five in a row. So it could have been them. You know, I don't like to pick on the tanking teams unless I have to. Could have been the Knicks, but, well, the Knicks stuff is injuries. So I ended up settling on the Rockets because they're having these, like, awesome games from Sengun. He's playing great basketball, really fun basketball, and they're still losing. They've had a ton of fourth quarter collapses over the last week and had a lot of teams right where they wanted them and somehow lost the game. So, yeah, that one's going to them. It doesn't mean they're the worst team in the league or anything like that, because they certainly aren't. But when you just kind of blow that many leads, the arrow has to point somewhere. All right, and not in basketball. I've been having to do a lot of Uber Eats deliveries lately, man, and I'm telling you, gig work is just, it's terrible. It's definitely work. it's definitely work, and it's work that's usually like $4 an hour, $5 an hour. I have yet to make more than $9 an hour in any of the shifts, and they almost always take 40 minutes, even when they should only take like 15 minutes or 5 minutes. There have been times where I've got there, the food is ready, and the place was, you know, 10 minutes away, and then it didn't work out. So I don't know. It just takes too long, and it pays too little. It's quite miserable. It makes me quite want to, you know, life is hell. Oh shit, dog. It's fine. At least there's a basketball, right? All right. That's going to do it for this one. Stay safe, my beautiful friends. And, I will talk to you next week.